Joining me now, as I said, as of today, officially the CEO of not only the West Group, but also the Newcastle Knights, Phil Gardner, who's on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, Richard.
Yes, I mentioned just a moment ago this suggestion that the Knights were after Mitchell Pearce. I believe you and John Quayle had a meeting with Nick Politis, the Roosters chairman, yesterday, Phil.
No, we did, Richard. We're going around and talking to as many of the movers and shakers in rugby league as you can. Mate, as you know probably better than me these days, every player's in play all the time, it would appear. So you've got to actually build relationships with all the different clubs to ensure when things happen, you're an opportunity to have a conversation. So yesterday's meeting was more about actually meeting Nick and saying, hey, you know, if there's movement and the players are around, you know, we want to be at the table talking about who they might happen to be. Mitchell's still contracted to East for another 3 years. So, you know, technically we can't talk to Mitchell.
Right. The Telegraph, Dean Ritchie, saying that he told you that Mitchell Pearce is definitely not on the market at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. There were only three of us in the conversation. They must have a little spy that sits in there somewhere, Richard, to follow these things up. but certainly Mitchell's contracted to East. So if there was going to be anything different to that, then both Mitchell would need to talk to East first, and East would have to make a decision on that. But the conversation, though, really wasn't about Mitchell Pearce. It was about saying, hey, you know, as players are coming and going, we want to be talking to the players. How do we build a relationship around that? And we're doing the same thing with all the clubs.
Okay. And look, there are reports out today, too, that the Knights are one of four clubs interested in English prop Alex Walmsley. Again, the Knights are, I suppose, interested in all the good players that are on the market at the moment, Phil.
Richard, that's exactly right. It's interesting we see all this stuff, but I think you could tell your listeners we're interested in every single player that's available.
Right.
And you talk to everybody, make sure that they're the right fit. But they've got to want to come to Newcastle too. You know, we're over the days of taking people that don't want to come to town. That's first and foremost. If they don't want to come, we don't want them.
Now, as of today, you're officially the CEO of the Knights, also CEO of the West Group, that 100% now the West Group own the Newcastle Knights. Does the world change for the Newcastle Knights as of today, Phil?
Probably in some ways, yes, Richard. I think that if you look back through the Tinkler era, you know, like Nathan was very short-term orientated. And then the NRL, when they took over, really their whole thing was, how do we get out of here? So I think from the players and from the staff's perspective, we now have a long-term owner that's here forever. So our view is now, you know, where we're going to be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, not where we're going to be tomorrow, you know, not what we're having for lunch today, which has been the attitude in the club. So we're building. Players can now take a lot of confidence in that we're going to be here. They can actually run their whole careers out of here. They can buy houses. They can commit, as can the staff. So from that perspective, I think we are completely different. But we're building on the good work that's been done. You know, Matthew Leach did a really good job in rebuilding the football team, and we're building on that. I'm very confident where we're currently sitting with the new players we've retained, with the coaching squad and the retention people. I think they're very good. We can just improve on that, put some more people in, improve the professionalism, I suppose, in a whole range of ways, which we'll do.
Pre-season training getting underway today. There's been quite a bit said about Sione Matautia and his future with the Knights, and more importantly, as a player. You've said, look, until we know exactly what the future is, the concussion and the implications of that, you're not prepared to commit, and understandably so. One of the Knights' greats, and I think a lot of people, even Wayne Bennett was saying, you know, prospective long-term captain of the club, is that soon to be resolved, his future, his playing future?
Look, I think all the information we're getting currently is positive around where Sione sits. Sione knows where the club sits. We want the best for him as well. It's all working in the right direction. So hopefully we can come to a resolution sometime soon. He's on contract till the end of next year. So in a day soon. So, look, I think that's something we have to talk to Sione about rather than do it on the radio. And we're talking here about the health and well-being of an employee. You know, it's an important area for us to get right, and it's an important area for us to deal with the employee and not with the wider public on.
2HD. It's coming up to 7 to 8. My guest, Phil Gardner, CEO of the West Group, and as of today, CEO of the Newcastle Knights. Part of the agreement for the West Group to take over was a $10 million commitment to this centre of excellence at Broadmeadow. Robert Dillon reported in the Herald on Saturday that there was, at this stage, no commitment from the New South Wales government. And, I mean, is this whole Broadmeadow concept plan just a thought bubble, or, you know, the state government and also the Knights determined to make it happen?
Boy, Richard, it's been going on a long time, hasn't it?
Yes.
I remember when we were going to have the Commonwealth Games here, then it was going to be, I think it was a Celtic Park at one stage. So there have been lots of thought bubbles over time. I hope the Centre of Excellence is not a thought bubble. You know, we put our best foot forward and we've been very well received. Our expectation is we'll get the funding. It appears to be caught up in the whole stadia decision in Sydney, as most of the things in Newcastle get caught up in the wider Sydney issues. Our expectation is at this stage that once the stadia is determined, they will then make an announcement around the Centres of Excellence and we expect to get our $10 million. That will then be the catalyst development for Broadmeadow to get on with it. There's still some good stuff happening down there. You know, Bob Finance and his crew from the hockey have done some wonderful things down there, so you're seeing the precinct come forward in little bits. But this Centre of Excellence would be a fantastic catalyst development to the whole precinct take off.
Yes, it certainly would be. Josh Callanan reported in the Herald earlier in the week, and this is with reference to the Newcastle Rugby League sale of their building in National Park Street and a $2 million sale. He said, meanwhile, Matt Harris said talks about potential partnerships between Newcastle Rugby League and incoming Knights owners, the West Group, would be put on the agenda after the official takeover. Well, that's now happened. I'm just interested to know what that meant. Potential partnership between Newcastle Rugby League and the Wests Group?
Well, it's interesting, mate. I think you'd have to ask Matty Harris about that rather than me.
Right.
That lots and lots of people want to do lots and lots of things with us where it sits. You know, we're 8 hours in to this journey, which is going to be a long journey. So we're happy to have conversations with Matt on the wider Newcastle Rugby League and where they fit. But, you know, you've got this situation where we've got actual three different masters running around in rugby league in New South Wales. You've got the National Rugby League, you've got the New South Wales Rugby League, and you've got the Country Rugby League, which makes to me absolutely no sense. And we're caught in the middle. We seem to be dealing with all three. You'd like to see one administration running the game to make the game more efficient and have a better outcome. Maybe they should be looking at sorting that out first.
All right. So you haven't had any discussions with Newcastle Rugby League over a possible partnership?
Well, we're involved in Newcastle Rugby League, as you know, with our West team and our juniors. But at this stage, we've not had detailed discussions with them.
All right. Look, thank you very much for your time, and good luck day one, as you said.
Thanks very much, Richard. We're in this together, mate.
definitely. Thanks, Phil. Have a good day, and all the best to Phil Gardner, not only CEO of the West Group, but as of today, CEO of the Newcastle Knights.